Imagine the prep work for a stage show, and you might think of actors running around in bright costumes or the tech crew adjusting lights. Well, in this theater, here's how you prepare. White noise plays as Chris Timpson watches a meter attached to a stand placed in the middle of the room. He's calibrating the speakers.
So what are you trying to look for?
I'm trying to get to 82.
82 decibels?
Yeah. It's picking up our voices a little bit, but I think we're there.
Timpson is the spectral sound director for Ear Films. He's the one largely responsible for making sure the audience hears the show and that it sounds good. The reason there's a show at all is because of this guy.
My name's Daniel Marcus Clark.
He's founder of the company. Clark had been a storyteller and a composer, but he felt there was something missing from most audio drama. He wondered, what if you made sound the primary storyteller?
What can you tell about a character by the way they breathe, by the way they enter a room, by the way they sit, by the way they hold themselves? So aside from dialogue, aside from narration, how much of a story can we tell just using sound?
So Clark wrote To Sleep, To Dream, a tale of a future dystopian world where one corporation controls everything and dreams are illegal. Back in this world, to appreciate the scope of the production, it helps to understand the technology. You're probably familiar with stereo sound. If you're listening in stereo right now, I can make it seem like I'm over here, or I'm on this side. That's with two speakers. A typical surround sound system will have five. This setup?
There's 21 speakers in the setup.
And they're placed like a dome around the audience, so they can, say, make the audio appear to move around and above the audience. Sound in 3D.
So it gives a kind of a much richer kind of feeling. It's more akin to the way that we listen in the natural world.
The other thing to consider is the tracks. So for instance, my voice right now is one track. Let's add some cars going by. Maybe put a string quartet just down the street. Or how about an airplane taking off, just for good measure? My voice, traffic, music, and airplane, that's four tracks. Into Sleep to Dream?
There's over 6,000 tracks of audio.
6,000.
Actually, that's 6,000 tracks of audio before we put score in. And actors. So there's quite a few tracks going on.
All that work turns into this.
It is dark. The clock by the bedside reads 3:32 a.m. Jack sleeps. The moon outside full and wild.
But one other important detail. The audience for this thing is blindfolded. There's nothing to do but listen and imagine.
You feel like you're in the middle of a film as opposed to watching a film.
Eric Essex is program director at the Alice Stevens Center. He was part of a group that saw an excerpt of To Sleep to Dream at an industry preview in New York. He was fascinated by the varied experiences people had.
You know, some people saw the film in color. Some people saw it in black and white. Some people saw it in first person. Some people saw it as if you were watching, you know, a film on the screen.
From there, the Stevens Center invited Ear Films to bring the show to Birmingham for its U.S. debut. And so here we are, an opportunity, Essex says, to become your own filmmaker.
Now you've got all of the audio, the storyline is there. Use your mind and your imagination to create your own visuals for this film.
That is, if that's what you've been dreaming of. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.